USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia's recount caught a mistake in Peach State voting systems. Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling on Fox says the error is no big deal.
What apparently it looks like is maybe a memory card from one of the early vote devices was not loaded. And normally that would be caught by, you know, checks and balances within a county, which is the reason the secretary feels like in this particular case, this was an egregious thing. And it wasn't discovered until we did this audit.
In a disputed election, one has to wonder how many more mistakes were made not only in Georgia, but nationwide, as the Trump campaign is claiming inaccuracies and fraud in the 2020 election. Hurricane Iota slammed into Nicaragua on Monday night as a Category 4 hurricane, as parts of Central America prepared for an onslaught of heavy rains, winds, and flooding. The storm is expected to move inland across Nicaragua Tuesday and across southern Honduras by Tuesday evening. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
As politicians tighten the screws on Americans gathering for Thanksgiving, one has to wonder who's going to make the call to Aunt Emily and Uncle Eddie and tell them they didn't make the cut. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said Monday he's restricting indoor gatherings to 10 people. That's down from 25 announced earlier. From California to Pennsylvania, these seemingly unenforceable demands inside your own home are an attempt to keep the health system from becoming overburdened. Vice President Mike Pence said Monday on a call with governors the government is ready to help states where hospitals are nearing capacity and emphasizing that vaccines are coming. America has never been more prepared to combat this virus, he said. Moderna, Incorporated, announced Monday that its coronavirus vaccine appears to be 94% effective, based on early results. A week ago, Pfizer disclosed similar findings with its own formula. Thanks to Operation Warp Speed, at least two vaccines against the virus could win emergency authorization from the FDA and become available in the United States sometime in December. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress appears to have a ton of work to do now that they've returned to work for the first time since the disputed election. USA Radio News' Tim Berg breaks it down.
Congress is facing a tight timeline to fund the government and try to clinch a long-sought deal on a fifth coronavirus deal as they seek to wrap up their work for the year. The House returning on Monday for the first time since the election and is currently scheduled to leave Washington for the year on December 10th. Both chambers will also be out of town next week for the Thanksgiving recess. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminding everyone.
Government should be working. And that's the real challenge here, that Nancy Pelosi has been holding up any COVID relief bill. We need that assistance. We've got money sitting out there for small business, for states and others.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For sale, one town near the I-15 on the Nevada-California border. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
If you've ever wanted to own an entire town, well, here's your chance. Nipton, California, a small historic railroad town near the Nevada border close to Las Vegas, is on the market. Whoever buys it will be the owner of the town's 80 acres, which includes a general store, trading post, cafe, and five-room hotel. Nipton has about 20 full-time residents and usually a few visitors who come to stargaze or just to get out of the city for a few hours. Nipton is on the market for an asking price of $2.75 million. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.